Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this. Sucks.
Oh, look at me ahead of the game.
There you go.
We do this bad boy every single day at 1:30. Stealing all of Dusty's or Danny's shine over here.
Yeah, that's all good.
Every single day at 1:30, this is the worst day on the web. We'll kick it over to Danny. What you got for me today?
You know, the other day...
It's my birthday. Better be good.
It is your birthday. Maybe, you know, Dusty had to make a trip out to the Fine Mountain over in Bend for a... I believe it was a 40th birthday. And they had their fun the night before. And then in the morning...
Is this the race they had to go on?
I did a 5K.
Dude, you're the worst friend in the world. I can't believe...
And people flew in for this.
I can't believe... I remember you guys talking about it, and I was listening to Dusty. I was like, dude, you are being way too nice. That friend is dead to me.
Meanwhile,
there is no way I'm into that.
And his wife went out there and dusted him.
I'm sure.
Shout out, Lindsay.
But that's probably why I did it, because he was like, my wife is cooler than yours.
No, that. He had to make sure she didn't dust him too bad. Like, you know, Lindsay, she's a runner.
I would have been like, go get it, babe.
Yeah.
I'll be at the bar.
But, you know, in leading up to that, I saw this guy on TikTok who did 24 beers, 24 burgers, and in 24 miles. So he did this, and this is a big
dude.
We're
talking like McDonald's, Burgerville, Little Cheeseburgers?
The little McDonald's cheeseburgers. Okay. But still,
it's a lot.
So the guy had no problem crushing the beers, well ahead of the pace of a beer an hour. He was behind on the burgers. He ended up crushing all the beers, and I think he actually did a few extras.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah. But I mean, like, this guy's probably like 6'4", 6'5".
Dang.
Bigger dude, big old beard. Like, not like a mountain man, like, you know, like one of these, you know, a guy I grew up with, Eric Berglund, who's 6'8", like 280 pounds of just pure unadulterated beef. Like, this guy's out here, he's like a professional bow hunter. I mean, just a massive human where you're just like, oh yeah, I can see him being able to do this. This is just like a big dude.
It's, you know, like what I mean? This reminds me of the 9 for 9 for 9. You know, the 9 for 9
oh, yeah.
for 9.
It's, oh, yeah.
24, 24, and 24. How long do they expect you? How long does it take to do this?
You just got to do it in a day.
In a day.
So, and like, again, 24 miles, and this isn't like a 24-mile walk. this is up in the mountains. This is a hike.
It's a hike.
So he's crushing, and here's the other thing. He's carrying a case on his back.
Oh, dude, I feel bad for the holes he's going to have to dig in a little bit.
Oh, dude. So he crushed all the beers. I think he got to 18 or 20 burgers, and he completed the hike and like got back to the cabin, was done with the 24 miles. We're like, dude, this guy's a unit, right?
Yeah.
I have seen the Mount Everest of this. There is a larger, more difficult version.
Oh, baby. I thought 9 for 9 for 9 was a lot. You just dropped 24, 24, 24. I ain't never going to do that.
This is, okay, roughly the same distance. This is the Taco Bell 50K.
Oh, baby. See, speaking of holes that you got to dig, like, that worries me. Like, a lot of Taco Bell ain't good for the body. It tastes good going down, but it ain't fun coming back.
Okay, so there are 7 Taco Bell locations along this 50K. This is in Minneapolis. So The good news you have for you is Minnesota, very flat. So you're not worried about elevation going up and down. Like, the guy that was hiking, this guy was like, it looked like Utah mountains.
Ooh, like Zion National Park.
Like, this was
smashing burgers and beers.
This looked like it was a tough trek, right? So you're flat, but you must consume 1 menu item at each of the 7 locations. And you can't just go drink or cinnamon twists. Like, you got to get real menu items.
Like a Crunchwrap Supreme and a 5 layer.
You have to have at least 1 burrito and 1 Crunchwrap.
Each time?
No.
Oh, at the end.
Throughout the process. And it makes me wonder, do you want to front load this with the burrito and the Crunchwrap at the beginning, the middle, or the end?
How long does a 50K take to run?
I mean, 50K, what is that? I mean, I should have done this beforehand. 50K in miles. So it's 31 miles.
31 miles. Okay, 31 miles. Let's see. I run a 6-minute mile. That'll take X amount of dollars. Yeah, I don't know what you do. I would think, because 31 miles is a lot, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
it's more than a marathon.
I don't think you want the heavy Taco Bell in your system the whole time. Mm. Because I think by the time you get to like mile 25, you might need to stop somewhere.
So
you know what I mean? So I might backload it all.
Here's what's allowed on the trip.
Like, run across the finish line with that last little bit of fire sauce on your Crunchwrap.
Yeah.
And just be like,
smash it down. You can consume Pepto-Bismol. You can vomit, and bathroom breaks are allowed.
You can vomit?
I'm telling you right now.
See, that's bull. That's absolute bullshit.
I'm getting it down. Look, I wrestled puke and rally, buddy. Like, the number of times, you know, making weight, when you're close, you empty everything out. Both ends. You do what you got to do.
No, not in competitions. That I understand. Like, that's the day before. But during the competition.
No, I'm talking about weighing. Like, day of.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But during the competition, if it is a food challenge during your competition.
Oh, you should not be allowed to.
You cannot be allowed to throw up. That's bullshit.
I'm 100% with you. But I'm telling you, if I did this. You would just kick into
the old school.
The last bite, as soon as it, like, I felt it going down.
It'd come right back.
I would be finger down the throat as I'm going, and it would be out, and then I would be on whatever, you know, liquid IV, Pepto, and keep it moving.
Because, see, me and my crew, we love to play this stupid drinking game. We call it the Great American Challenge. Mm. And you basically break up into two teams of, or into a bunch of teams of 4 people. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got like 6, 5, 4, whatever of 4 people, sometimes more. Anyway. And the goal is first team to finish a 30 rack, 2 grams of the marijuana, a pizza, and a puzzle. First team to finish that wins.
I'm assuming you start the puzzle first.
It is a notoriously cheating game. Mm. Like, everybody cheats, but you can't get caught. People have been caught, and you get burned to the stake. It's kind of like baseball, you know? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, 100%. But just don't get caught.
Don't get caught.
Because you'll get burned if you get caught.
Unless you're the Astros.
And then those things end in like 20 minutes, because people are just slamming beers. But we always say, if you throw up, you're out.
You're out.
Your team's not out, but you are now disqualified.
Yeah, now that you got to pick up the slack.
Mm-hmm. If you got somebody on the team, like, they're the big smoker, you know, make sure they smoke and don't let them eat too much food or drink too much beer. You got the beer drinker, you make sure that guy doesn't throw up, because if that guy throws up, you're in big trouble.
Now everybody else has got to pick up the slack.
Now everybody's got to pick up the slack, and drinking's the hardest.
Do you reset it?
No.
Like, okay.
No.
So
it's like, if you've had 5 beers, I don't know. That just stays.
Okay, so whatever you accomplish, but that person can't get
anymore. Now you're done. You can't eat anymore. You can't do anything. Now you got to step aside.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Otherwise, it's like the 9 for 9 for 9 hot dogs and beers at a baseball game. Like, I can chug 9 beers and eat 9 hot dogs and go throw up in a minute.
Yeah, no.
That's not the part.
No.
The whole point is to keep it down.
You have to suffer.
You have to suffer.
The suffering
you have to live through it.
Part of this.
Yes.
And that's
where,
like, the 50K
can't
here.
Throw
like,
up, man.
Allowing the vomiting feels like it's cheating us.
Says the guy's running 31 miles. They're like, you run 31 miles, fat A.
Well, I mean, did you see the guy in the track competition this weekend? Lost a shoe and kept going.
You have to.
Because it was qualifying for Eugene.
You can't stop.
His toes, I want to I don't think it was a sprint, but I don't think it was a super long race. I think it might have been an 800. His toes were just raw, gnawed down, just in bloody. But he qualified, and I was like, yo, that is crazy.
Qualified, but at what expense, like, you know?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Can your feet heal in time to be ready for that next event kind of a deal?
Right.
But this would 31 miles. Look, I've never.
I ain't walking 31 miles, let alone running, yogging 31 miles.
They had a race over on the west side, and they had, I went to Topgolf this weekend with the in-laws, and they had like the whole air, like Evergreen Parkway was shut down.
Was it for the old Helvetia half marathon?
Is that what it was?
I believe so.
I would look. I couldn't tell because the runner swath was so wide. There was like the uber fit runners, the dudes with their shirts off. You're like, oh yeah, there's not an ounce of fat on you. And the women that are just like weigh a buck 10, and you're just like, oh yeah. And then there was people like walking in what looked like sweats on their cell phone, and I'm like, I'm not sure what's going on here. Like,
yeah.
There's clearly like a...
Something's up.
There's a wide range of people here.
One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, and I'm just like, huh, I'm not sure what's going on here. I was just more frustrated because I had to weave my way to Topgolf, and I'm like, this is taking a lot longer than I thought it was going to. But yeah, no, when you throw the food into the wrench here, that's interesting. Like, again, I have said that when I continue to lose the weight and I get the clearance from the doctors that, you know, I can fully start like running again. Mm. I have one physical goal that's true. There's two. I have one weightlifting and one like I'm going to break my body goal. I want to finish Ironman.
Oh, nice.
I don't need to place or anything.
My best friend's done it twice.
I just want to do it once.
Yeah.
Just once. And I know the hell, like I've got a bunch of buddies that have done it. I know what it does to your body, the weeks you need to recover and how much preparation, all that kind of stuff that goes into it. But that and the 1,000-pound club, I'm trying for the 1,200-pound, but I'm going to get at least 1,000
pounds. What's the 1,000-pound club?
Deadlift, bench, and squat. A combined. So
I don't even know how to deadlift, squat, or bench.
So
I mean, that's a lie. I do know how to do those, but
my squat's fine. My squat's over 400 pounds right now. The interesting part is I need to get my bench back up because I just didn't.
Yeah,
I'm not a 18-20 year old kid. I don't really bench that much anymore, and I'm like, I need to get my bench to 315. That's what's where I need to get this to if I hope to get to the 1200-pound club. And I'm like, I got up to 255 and I was able to do that and I was like, ooh, buddy, we're gonna add 60 pounds to this.
Spicy.
I'm like, am I gonna tear a pec? Like, I was just gonna, like, as bad as my lower body is, for whatever reason, the strength has come back over the years.
Good.
Which, like, I'm actually okay. Like,
yeah.
Like deadlift and squat, like, I'm gonna be good there. The test is gonna be, am I gonna tear a pec going over 300 pounds again? And I'm just like, this might take me a year to get back up to that level. And I'm like, what do you do from the recovery? Like, if, let's say you're not allowed to throw up.
Right.
You have to, like, because putting Taco Bell in your body, putting McDonald's in your body during, like, these ultra endurance type things.
Yeah, it's the time. The time is what's against you. Like,
yeah.
Like, my best friend is the most in-shape guy I know. Mm-hmm. Extremely fit, super athletic, does all this garbage all the time. He can eat McDonald's and it's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's eating McDonald's and still being endurance athlete for 12 hours... That ain't gonna go well for
him. No, like
it ain't gonna go. It might go well for you and me
because we're used to that.
Because we're used to that garbage in our bodies. We can stretch that out.
My body,
know what the big dumper's all about,
right? Like, here's the terrible thing: as of now, that you're 40, you're gonna notice that fast food just hits a little bit different. And like,
oh.
Where in the past I could just eat it and be like, it's no big deal. Now I'm like,
full disclosure, my pooping's in a great spot. I try not to mess with it too much.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to keep the toxins in there to make sure everything stays regular.
Just delaying that guy putting his finger up there, you know. You just don't want things to go mad. All right, that is the worst day on the web. I ain't doing that. Kudos to anybody who does that. I'm going to stick with my 9 for 9 for 9 challenge.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.